This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
Hey, we're going to be in Deadwood, South Dakota for the first ever Energy Underground Lifestyle Summit, which is April 17th through the 19th of 2020, and we would love if you would join us.
Yes, that is going to be a good fucking time.
Hell yes. On top of the many other things going on during this summit, they're going to have nightly parties with a live DJ. He's legit. We've heard him before.
We have.
It's in an upscale venue, and Katie and Tim do an amazing job of really making sure that everything is just as it should be for you to have a fantastic time.
Yeah, this venue is pretty awesome.
It really is. And they have they're going to have playrooms set up so that when you meet sexy new friends, you have somewhere to go to experience them in a new way. And we also know that Tim and Katie do a really nice job of making sure that they are appointed nicely and classily. Is that a word? Classily?
I don't know. Close enough.
So if you want to be a part of the fun, you can head to frontporchswingers.com, click on the Deadwood banner, and if you end up booking, which you totally should, you'll get 10% off by using our promo code, which is FPS2020.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a hot time.
We also wanted to let you know about our friends over at Cassidy.com and a new feature, a feature that we haven't talked about in a while, I should say, are their communities. We have a community of almost 2,000 sexy people, but you can also start your own community if you're passionate about something in the lifestyle or if you just want to create one in your area in order to meet new sexy friends, you can do so. And if you want to check out all of the features of Cassidy.com for free for 30 days, you can head to our website, frontporchswingers.com, click on the Cassidy banner and get started today.
Yeah, check it out. We have an amazing community of almost 2,000 kinky folks.
Absolutely. And finally, we wanted to tell you about our Patreon community.
Yes.
It is so much fun. And I just want to throw this out there. I put up a new blog post this week exclusively for our Patreon members. It's a naughty one.
It is.
It's all about an office fantasy I have and the naughty thoughts that go through my mind when Brian comes to visit me at work. So if you want to read that and get a ton of other bonuses, weekly bonus episodes of FPS, naughty Snapchat access, secret Telegram group access, and so much more, you can head to patreon.com/frontporchswingers today.
Yeah, check it out.
And thank you so much to our newest Patreon, which is New Vibes 11. Pretty sure we're meeting these sexy people in Vegas during Erotica, and I am so pumped about that.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time. We certainly are hopeful to meet them. They reached out and asked if we were going to be there. Obviously, we are, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot planned for Vegas.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're going to make time for our new friends from Patreon for sure. We can't wait to meet them, but we have a pretty booked schedule.
So I guess we can officially announce
something
I'm really excited about, which is that we are going to be hosting two different seminars while we're at Erotica in Vegas.
Yeah, one Friday and one Saturday.
And yeah, one's going to be on hot wifing and one is going to be on handling jealousy in the lifestyle.
Yes.
Which will be interesting.
It will be.
I'm really excited to talk about the jealousy one.
Me too.
Because I think it's something that we don't experience as much as maybe, you know, some people might think a non-monogamous couple would, and I'm excited to share why that is.
For sure. We've experienced it via other people.
Yeah, for sure.
We've had that experience, which we'll share, obviously, at the seminar. But yeah, we don't have that. That's really not a thing for us.
Which is kind of nice.
Yes.
You just get to bang whoever you want, and I get to bang whoever we want. We just love each other.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, exactly how it works.
It's a pretty rocking relationship.
It is. It is. But yeah, I'm super excited about Vegas, not just because obviously we're going to be hosting a couple of seminars and the show is going to be great. We also have AVN press credentials, which I love the idea of for whatever reason. I just like it.
You say it constantly,
I know,
so
I just
you
like
must
it.
Fucking love it.
I do. I think it's, well, because I think it's funny. Like, how the fuck did we end up with, I mean, it's just crazy. I just like it.
Because we asked for them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We did. We have a podcast and we asked. So we talk about naughty shit and they gave us passes.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're fucking pervs.
Yeah, they're total
passes.
Pervs. Yep, we dig it. So I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a good time and it'll get us out of this fucking ridiculous cold weather.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to like rocking a t-shirt once in a while.
Yeah,
and not freezing my ass off. Yeah, totally.
It's gonna be fun.
It is.
So what else is going on in our lives?
Oh, we have a lot of stuff going on. We're just, it's like all preparation, right? We have so many fucking plans, so much travel really this year, just getting ready for everything.
Yeah.
Like we're constantly a conversation, like we had a date night the other night. And we're like, we're not going to talk about work.
And then that's all we did.
We're just going to go out and enjoy each other's company, have drinks, have dinner. And it turned into a conversation about how much shit we have to do.
Yeah, it's a catch 22 because we both love this part of our business. You know what I mean? Like we love Front Porch Swingers and Sex on Your Terms business so much that it's like that's all we want to fucking talk about all the time. And it's hard to step away from it.
It is. Yeah, and when we have the opportunity to step away from it, we don't. Like, what the fuck? We got to stop doing that.
Yeah, we really do. We need to make a concerted effort.
Yeah, we were out actually last night. We got a hair up our ass. We decided we were just going to go out for dinner. When you got home from work last night, you were super hungry. And we said, all right, we're just going to go out and grab something. Of course, very busy in our town last night leading up to Christmas. It's a big deal here. So we got lucky, went to one of our favorite places, and it got two seats at the bar, which never fucking happens.
Yeah.
And especially...
We ate like shit, which also never happens.
Which never happens. I'm paying for it today. And my stomach is so fucked up. So we had the opportunity to sit down at the bar and hang out. It was really nice. And of course, we were talking about work. And at some point, I was like, you know, I should say we shouldn't do this. But it was just so much going on. I just couldn't. There was never an opportunity for me to say, stop talking about work.
I know. You need to tell me. Because I'm the one that gets us off on a tangent. We'll be sitting there being all romantic, snuggling up with each other. And then I'll be like, hey, so I have this idea for our website. Or I have this idea for an episode.
it gets a little out of hand.
So for Vegas, I'm thinking we should do this.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. So much shit pops up. Like, you know, Vegas, Deadwood. Then we have a huge trip planned for next year.
You say trip.
But... Well, it's huge plans for 2020, 2021.
Yes.
Which is going to take and continues to take a tremendous amount of planning. And it's overwhelming sometimes.
In like a really fun way, though. It's always something to look forward to.
Yeah. And just when you thought we were starting to like get a little traction, then it's like, hey, guys, so glad that we are going to be in Vegas. We think you should hold two seminars. Awesome. Let's do that. So now we get to write and prepare for two separate hour-long seminars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun. I mean, I'm excited, though.
I am, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And really, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the people that we haven't had a chance to meet yet that we correspond with all the time in Vegas, which is like the best place to do that, right? It's like the most central place. Like everybody goes to Vegas.
To fuck?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like...
Where was that? Coming from.
Well, because we're so fucking remote, it's not like we go like to Miami all the time. Oh, we go to Atlanta or any of that shit. But like everybody goes to Vegas. Like at some point, everyone ends up in Vegas.
Yeah, for real.
You know? So it's not like, and fortunately, we could just fly there direct. It's like one of the four fucking places we can do that. So yeah, going to Vegas is great. We get the chance to meet people that we wouldn't ordinarily get to see.
Yeah.
You know, which I really dig. Yeah, I dig that. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward
to it. Plus tits and dildos.
Lots of tits, lots of dildos.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time for that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We enjoyed it last year.
But we're going to tit deprived is the problem.
Well, I think we're going to appreciate it more this year because we know exactly what to expect.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? I mean, it's just going to be a lot easier to navigate, you know, and we're prepared. We're better prepared.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Last time we were so just, it was like walking around in circles. I'm like, what is going on? This is like a different planet.
It's going to make much more sense this year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time. I hope it is anyway.
I think it will be. I'm pretty bummed.
Me too.
So do you have a single guy tip of the week for us this week?
Yeah. Look, we talked about this. We have been, I don't know if bombarded is the right word, but certainly it was a little overwhelming this past week with the dumb single guy shit.
Well, it wasn't that many, but single person that reached out was douchey.
Well, it was just like, it's like normally it's, you know, 50-50, you know?
Right.
Like 50% douche, 50% normal.
Right.
And this time it was all just a giant bag of douche. It was gigantic.
Yeah, it's true.
And it was like so fucking random.
Yes.
Such random shit. So I had to choose from the pile of shit that we have in front of us
for single guy tip of the week.
Yeah. This is the one I think that kind of I find the, it's one of the ones I find the most fucking ridiculous.
Right.
Right. Because it is so desperate, so thirsty.
Yes.
Like, I mean, how the fuck do you think this is going to work? It's no wonder you're having no success. You probably don't have, you didn't have any or wouldn't have had any success like in the single world. You're certainly not going to have any in this space.
Right.
So, single guy tip of the week. Don't be fucking desperate.
Yes.
Stop with the desperation.
Pushy is what I described
it as. It's pushy and desperate. Yeah, well, it's pushy. It's desperate. It's fucking terrible. It is so unattractive.
Yes.
And really just so, it's so abstract to me.
Yeah, it's not just single guys either. Like whenever a couple seems overly anxious or, you know, I think about friends that have told me, my girlfriends that have told me about how they're communicating with guys when they're dating. I'm like, do not be desperate.
Well,
that makes you just seem so unattractive and so just like run of the mill. You're not exciting.
Well, here's the thing. I can almost understand it from a couple's perspective. And this is, and I say that because of this, primarily because of where we live. We live in a rural community. There is not an overwhelming number of couples who play in this space. Certainly they're not out in the open.
Right.
Right. So you don't go out to the swingers tree and pull a couple off of it.
Right.
There's no such thing here. So I get why when couples find another couple that are like-minded, where they might be like, hey guys, we need to meet, because they're eager, because they rarely get that interaction.
Right.
Totally understand that. If you're a single dude and you're trying to break into the hot wife space, trying to break into the space of a couple, you have got to have more fucking tact.
Yes.
You cannot be pushy. You cannot be desperate. The smell of desperation coming from this guy that we communicated, that you communicated with, was unfucking believable.
Yes.
Right? So tell the story.
Okay. So we have a profile on a BDSM site, which we've talked about before. This gentleman reached out. He actually lives in a different state.
Yep.
But he's going to be here like the entire month of January.
Yes.
And so he reached out and said, hey, I saw that you're a hot wife couple. I like your pictures. If you're interested in meeting me while I'm in town, I would really love to connect with you guys. I do have experience in the lifestyle, blah, 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 blah. All sounded really great. His profile was good. He had pictures on there. It all
How old a guy is this? Do we know?
Late 30s.
Okay.
Everything seemed legitimate, you know? And I even asked, I said to him, basically, we don't typically play with people from out of state because a lot of times they're cheaters and we just don't want to facilitate that.
Right.
And he said, no problem. I can, you know, once again, show my Facebook profile or whatever you guys want me to do to be able to show you that I'm legit.
Right.
I didn't get on that site for 2 or 3 days. Life right. got busy. I didn't get on and check it.
Right.
I get back on to check it only to see no less than 6 messages back to back to back. The first one is, did I lose you? The second one is, are you not going to respond? The third one is, what did I do to piss you off? I don't understand. The fourth one is, well, you know, I guess you're just going to miss out on all of the sexiness that I could have brought to the table here if you're not even going to respond to me. All in the course of like 3 days.
Yeah. See, this is where things take a left turn for you. Okay. If you're a single guy and you have the kind of interaction that you had like with us, with Brenna to begin with, things seem okay. Shit happens. Life happens. Stuff comes up. Okay. You don't go fucking desperate mode instantly. Like you go to DEFCON 5 right out of the fucking gate, because all you're doing is letting us know that, hey, you're desperate. Okay. And you're pushy. And when we see that, particularly from a guy who's coming in from out of town, listen, dude, obviously you're getting no action where you live and you're trying to set something up for where you're headed and you're so fucking eager that chances are you're not exactly what you claim to be.
Or you're just a gigantic asshole.
Or that. Or both. In any case, that level of pushiness is just so unattractive and unnecessary. So now it's, you know, you're missing out on all of this sexiness.
I laughed when I read that one.
When the fuck did that ever work? When did that line ever work?
Yeah, as if I'm going to be like, oh my God, please, I'm so sorry. Take me back. I want all of that sexiness.
Have you ever said that to somebody and had them come back and say, oh my goodness, I am so sorry. I didn't realize you were that sexy. I have to have that. Has that ever fucking worked? The answer is no. That's never worked.
No.
It's never going to work.
It's so funny though.
It's fucking hilarious. But if you're a single guy who's seriously trying to get into this space, stop with the fucking pushiness. Stop with the air of desperation.
Yes.
Listen, you get the opportunity to chat with a hot wife. If this is a situation that you find yourself in, you're going out of town, you're going, you know, for business, you're going to be in town for a while, you're trying to put something together, you've got to be patient.
Yes.
And you've got to be polite. You've got to be genuine. You know, show some fucking character. If you want to send a message, you wait 24 hours and say, hey, if you're interested, this is how you get in touch with me. This is when I'm going to be in town. Really looking forward to hearing from you. Done.
Yes.
Done. Get the fuck out of there. On to the next.
Yep.
I mean, what is with these fucking guys?
Yeah.
It blows me away. It really does. That kind of shit wears me out.
It's also a level of entitlement. It's almost as if
yes.
he felt he was entitled to a certain amount of my time within a certain time frame. And yeah. because I didn't provide that to him, he decided to act like a petulant little child.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's such a level of immaturity that I can't wrap my head around.
Yeah. It's well, again, it comes from that space where, it's, as you said, the entitlement. It's like, well, I reached out to you. You reached out to me. Why aren't you communicating with me anymore? Well, right. dude, I don't know. Shit happens.
Yeah.
We don't know you.
You're not my top fucking priority.
Yeah, stuff comes up. And it's not that we're not interested. There's a profile there. You clearly had communication. It's not like we don't fucking exist and we're not interested, but on our time frame, on right. our timetable. You
and
know?
To be fair, 2 or 3 days is not that fucking excessive, especially considering the guy doesn't even get into town until January.
That was my next point. You've got a month before you fucking even get here, yeah. man. What's the thirst?
It's not like I was keeping him hanging. It was like the yeah. next night or something. I was fucking up his plans.
Yeah, there wasn't as if there were any hard plans. You're not going to be here for almost 30 fucking days. So what are you in such a rush for?
Yeah.
You know, what's the big hurry? It's really very... I find it bizarre.
It's off-putting for sure. Yeah.
So listen, single guys, don't be pushy. Do not be desperate. It is not attractive.
We can smell that shit from a mile away and yeah. it stinks.
Yeah. Just be cordial, man. You know, just be cordial. That's all you got to do. You're going to get so much further with a message like, hey, didn't hear back from you. Hope everything's okay. This is how you reach me. I'm in town these dates. Really hope we get the opportunity to touch base with you and step the fuck back.
Yep.
That's it. Then it's in their court. And if they don't reach out to you, you know, unfortunately, they're not that interested.
Yeah.
You know, or something came up or whatever. In any case, don't throw out, you're going to miss out on all this sexiness.
Because
that's the dumbest fucking possible thing he could have done.
Yeah.
At least he didn't throw out a dick pic.
Yeah.
That would have been like the antithesis
that's
of fucking
douche. That's like the verbal version of a dick pic to me, though.
Yeah,
you're going to miss out on all of this sexiness.
Yeah, he may as well have just thrown one up there. Fucking crazy, right? Yeah. Dudes, come on. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
good tip.
Yeah. Jeez, there's more to come. We had some doozies this week.
Yeah. We're writing them down. We're archiving this shit at this point
because
it has been a week. It's like if people get cold here and people stop going out as much.
That's right.
And all of a sudden you go into fucking frenzy mode where you're like
yeah.
a piranha in the water yep. trying to seek out some fucking meat.
Yep. It's something we really kind of don't take into consideration that often because it's just kind of like what we do here. But that's the truth because there's a lot less people milling around.
Yep.
You know, you're not strolling around downtown. It's minus 10.
No.
You know, there's not a whole lot of that shit going on. So yeah. you're not traveling on foot and the bars are a little less busy. Some places aren't even open certain nights of the week around, you know, where we live. So it's a weekend thing. And then it's like, then the weekend comes. And then Friday and Saturday, it's a feeding frenzy.
Right.
Everybody's at the same fucking four places trying to make the same fucking thing happen.
Yeah.
And it's maddening to watch. So
and
yeah,
awesome.
it's so obvious, like the desperation, like the dudes, especially because
oh, yeah.
again, where we live, it's like 2.5 guys to one woman this time of year. It's like throwing meat into the fucking shark tank.
Yeah.
It's awesome to watch.
I love wearing like cleavage showing shirts just for that reason because
yeah.
I know there's all
oh,
these
yeah.
hungry ass dudes at the bar.
It's so funny. It's so funny. And they come in all shapes and sizes, all ages, all
oh, yeah.
races. I mean, they're all the same. It's a cold motherfucker here. People, they batten down the hatches in the winter. And when the opposite, like it was like 40 degrees the other day, like unseasonably warm. Holy shit. Everybody's out. Everybody's walking around downtown. Women are in skirts. It's like, what the fuck? It's 40. It's not yeah. like, you know.
People are having like congregated meetings on the fucking sidewalks.
I literally
downtown.
Saw people sitting outside drinking coffee.
Yeah.
They were clearly freezing their balls off, but they were like, well, it's sunny and it's not minus 10, so I'm gonna like take advantage of it.
Yeah,
they were like gripping the fucking hot coffee cup like it was like the last thing on earth. Crazy shit. So yeah, that's what happens here. Like they get fucking, you know, they get cabin fever and they start getting
they're getting hungry,
getting thirsty. And they're getting out after it.
Nobody
trying.
Likes that shit.
No, it's so bad.
So unattractive.
And we see it a lot because when we go out, like especially like the couple of places that we go, like that one time, remember we sat at the bar? There's probably 20 bar stools at this bar. It's a pretty big bar. We were the only couple, and you were the only female.
Yep.
The whole bar was dudes, and they all look alike.
Yeah.
They're all wearing the same shit. They all got ball caps on. It's like, Jesus, they just stamped these motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
It's like the same
group. Out of a fucking factory.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same guy. It's just like 18 of them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And yeah, then they wonder why they don't get laid.
Yeah, because there's no... Well, there's no individuality.
Yeah. How about you be a little fucking original?
Yeah. I mean, do something different. How about... I got it. Don't wear a hat. That's all you got to do here. If you want to stand out, don't wear a fucking hat.
Yeah. Fucking trim your beard a little bit.
Yeah. Comb your hair, trim your beard, take the fucking hat off, and you're like...
You're golden.
You're the fucking mayor.
You're the GQ model of
yes,
the town.
Yes, yes, yes. It's the yeah, craziest shit. Yeah. Take the car hard off, lose the fucking hat, and... Comb your hair. Holy shit. Imagine what might happen.
They will be throwing pussy at you.
Yeah, you will be a pussy magnet. You'll
have to bat them off with bats.
Yes.
You have to
something like that.
Hit him off with bats.
Yeah, hit him off with a stick. I'm with you.
There we go.
Yeah. Everybody knows what you mean.
Okay, good.
You're cute. You get away with it. Anyway, that's my rant. Single guy rant. Just stop with the pushy desperation.
Yeah, it's enough.
Bad. It's bad.
You know who's not desperate?
Who?
Me.
No, you're not desperate.
Because I get a lot of action.
Yes, you do. You had a lot of action last weekend.
Probably too much action, which we're going to talk about.
Well, I don't know that it was too much, but it was certainly, some of it was excessive.
Yes.
For sure. There was some excess.
It was a learning lesson. I will say that. I learned some very important lessons for moving forward with play.
Yeah, for sure.
So positive. Plus, it was super hot in the moment.
It was very hot.
So we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah. So you had play dates Sunday and Monday.
Yes. Back to back.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the play date you had on Monday because, well, we're just going to leave Sunday for next week.
Yes. Or for a future soon. Week. Yes. Yeah.
But Monday is important because of that, really the lessons that were learned. It's funny. It's sexy. And it's certainly educational.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go with that.
It's a triple threat.
It is.
Perfect we're going to go with that. Kind of story.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. Played with Aiden on Sunday.
Yes.
Spoiler alert for when we talk about the interaction, I had anal sex with him for the first time.
Yes. Now, but there's more, but that's not just it. Because leading up to anal sex with Aiden was you and I Saturday night. Because we failed to mention, you and I had anal sex Saturday night.
Yes. Rough one. Rough play, for sure.
Leading up to what we obviously knew was going to be a hot weekend because it just boiled over.
Right.
Then you played with him Sunday, had anal sex with him Sunday. So you now have been to the farmer's market twice in 2 days. Well, come Monday, it's play date with Clint. Clint says to you what?
Have an anal plug in because we're going to the farmer's market.
So, obviously, it's 3 days in a row of rough anal sex.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, you're throwing caution to the wind.
Well,
you're
not, yeah, it's
you're
like,
not like, you're not thinking, oh, this I is like going to be
challenge.
This is going to be terrible Tuesday. You're not thinking that at all.
No.
But I'm that's like, not even half fun. Of it. That's not even the half of it. That's just kind of the prelude into what's about to we're about to talk about.
Right. Okay, so Clint gets a hold of me ahead of time and says, make sure you're wearing your anal plug and have a dildo out.
Yes, now we should say this is happening early in the day. I'm at work. Matter of fact, when I left for work, your toys were already laid out.
Right, yeah.
Which, in retrospect, when I looked at it, I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. Because you had a giant suction cup dildo, the biggest one we have.
Yes.
And the anal plug. And I think it was either a flogger or a crop. I don't remember which.
Which we
one.
Didn't end up using. Right. But yes, they
but
were
they were
out.
Laid out by the bed. I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting because the plug tells me right away what's happening. And then the giant suction cup dildo. I thought, oh, that's going to be a tight squeeze.
Were you turned on by this?
Absolutely, and somewhat concerned for you because I thought this. I know what this is going to be like. This is going to be tight.
Yeah.
For sure. So anyway, I
why
left.
Did you say in that moment, hey, maybe switch it out for a smaller dildo?
You're your own woman. You know what you want. You know, whatever. Do your thing.
We're going to get to the point of the story where I tell you that I don't fucking know what I should
do. Yeah,
where my limitations are.
Yes,
and apparently other people do for me.
Yes, you obviously need to be protected from yourself. We'll get to that.
Yes.
However, I leave for work. You're getting yourself ready. You have a pretty early play date scheduled with Clint.
Yes. So Clint comes over. I tell him to just come upstairs. I'm in my little peach lace number. I want to go with something a little bit more cute than usual.
Yeah.
Not, you know, crazy head-to-toe leather like I sometimes do.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, different feeling. So I had that on. He came in, immediately remarked on it. Was like, oh, this is a little bit more simple than what you usually wear.
Yeah, a little
wear.
Cutesy. A little peach baby doll number instead of the leather corset and high heels.
Yeah, but he seemed to still like it. Yeah. So that was nice.
Yeah.
So we immediately started making out. He immediately started biting all over my neck, which I loved, of course. You saw the marks later.
I did.
And so pretty quickly into the interaction, he lays me on the bed and starts going down on me.
Right.
Fantastic. And starts playing with the plug, makes a comment about the fact that I have the plug in, and tells me I'm a good girl for wearing it.
Right.
I'm like, I know. So he's licking me, and he's like pushing the plug in and out a little bit while he's doing that.
Was it the geisha plug with the bit with the balls inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it has two ball bearings inside of it, and they roll around, they move.
And it feels fucking amazing. It's like a massage from inside your ass.
Yeah, I remember you wore that one time we were going out and driving. I was hitting all the bumps.
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I really like it. So yeah, we did that for a little bit, and then I took his pants off. He stood up and I kneeled by the bed.
Right.
So he's standing, I'm kneeling. I take down his pants, take down his like boxer briefs, start sucking his cock. Right. Of course, he's having me choke on it like he always does. Tears going down my face, makeup smearing all over. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I have my hair down. I should know by now to put my hair up when I'm with Clint.
Yeah.
Because it gets fucking destroyed. I had it down, and I mean, his hands are all in it, gripping and you know, pushing me down onto his cock. Very fun. And then he laid down on the bed and told me to lick his ass.
Yes.
Which was fun.
Yes. He enjoys that.
Yeah, and he's very clean down there, so it's cool. It's not gross and hairy. It's very clean and streamlined. I don't have to like try to guess where the ass is.
No, that would be a hard pass.
It is. It's a hard limit. If it's a gross, hairy ass, I'm sorry, I just can't.
Yeah, if you got to wear a miner's helmet, it's out.
Totally.
Yeah.
So anyway, that goes on for a little bit, and then he lays me back on the bed and starts fucking me with the dildo.
Yeah, now you're on your back.
I'm on my back on the bed.
Yeah.
And he's fucking me with the dildo. And I come really, really hard. It felt really nice. And then he decides he's not done fucking me with the dildo. He hasn't gotten where he wants to go yet.
Right.
So he literally like props me up. It's really hard to explain, but he basically had my ass up in the air. He like has me grasped around my body and is holding me up by one of my legs while he's using his other hand to fuck me with the dildo. And when I say fuck, I mean like ramming into me as hard and fast as he possibly can. And I just completely lost control. I squirted everywhere.
Yeah, I saw.
Everywhere. I have squirted in the past. You guys have heard, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know that I squirt from time to time. Not like this. It was like a fucking bath. It was crazy. To the point that I literally had to tell him, like, I give, I'm done, no more.
No mas.
Because I just couldn't stop. It was crazy. It was all over me.
Yeah.
So anyway.
With that in mind, as I told you, that particular suction cup dildo, it's the biggest one we have.
Right.
But it also has a big suction cup on the bottom of it. And it's literally a handle. I mean, you get really good traction with that thing.
Yeah.
So clearly he was taking advantage of that.
He was using it to its fullest, which 100% was appreciated. And I was also shocked by the whole situation. Yeah. I'm like, holy fuck, I've never squirted like this before in my entire life.
It's crazy.
So that ended. I kind of stopped for a second, got myself kind of cleaned up in the bathroom a little bit. Because I'm talking, it was like on my neck, on my chest, fucking everywhere.
It was all over him, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, it was because I gave him a towel to kind of wipe himself off a little bit.
Right.
And then I laid back on the bed and he decides that we're going to DP with the dildo.
Yeah, you're on your back still.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I had the dildo in my pussy, and he lubed himself up and was trying to get into my ass. Yeah. It wasn't fucking happening.
Tight squeeze with that thing in there.
It was way too tight. Yeah. I mean, it was like it just wasn't happening.
No, that dildo is very thick, and it's you gotta
Well, I'm kind of a tight little thing down there anyway.
You gotta enter your ass first.
Yeah.
There's no way it's happening the other way.
So we took it out. He entered my ass, then he put the dildo back in.
Yep.
And so he's fucking me on top and he's pushing his body into me. So he's fucking my ass, but he's also using like his abdomen to fuck me with the dildo.
Sure.
Which was really, it was nice. It was also a little painful because that dildo is fucking huge.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the first check of this weird situation that happened. The first piece of the recipe for the weirdness that came, okay?
Well, it's not even so much weird. It's one of those things that you should have recognized in the moment, but you were just in your own space and you just weren't cognizant of everything. You didn't have full faculties at that moment. You were just enjoying yourself.
I was very turned on. I was coming over and over again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I definitely was probably ignoring the fact that I was kind of in pain, okay?
Yeah.
So that was the first thing. Second thing is he's choking me.
Yes.
Very hot. I enjoy being choked. Keep in mind everything we're saying in the story. Totally understand it may not be your thing. Don't yuck my yum. I'm not a fucking weirdo for liking any of this. Okay, people?
No, we play in the primal prey space. And that's where we play. That's our thing. Unfortunately, as does Clint. So it's a nice combination for us.
Yeah, understand. It's, you know, some people are going to be like, what the fuck? But, you know.
Yeah, that's just it. That's just play.
Just, yeah. So.
Yeah. Not always. Not with everybody.
Let me live my life. So anyway, he's choking me. And then he starts hitting me, okay, on the face. Yes. While he's fucking me in the ass and the dildo's in my pussy.
Yeah, we have to say you enjoy being slapped.
I do enjoy it.
So that's a whole big part of it.
And he was slapping me with both hands. Now, he is left-handed.
He is.
So when he was hitting me with his right hand on my left side, it wasn't as hard. I mean, it was definitely stingy, but it wasn't crazy.
Right.
But when he hit me on my right side with his left hand, it was fucking hard.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point that like my head jolted to the side. I felt dazed. I was just out of it for a second. And so I think it was the choking and the face slapping and the kind of the pain going down.
Yeah, the pain pleasure.
In the pussy sensation area.
Yeah.
I apparently fucking was overcome by a demon or something. And here's the thing. I don't remember this.
Right.
I remember like small little glimpses of it, but Clint had to tell me afterwards that this all happened.
Yeah, you told me.
Okay. So apparently I pulled the dildo out of my pussy. I grabbed onto him, like onto his legs.
Onto his thighs, yeah.
And had this crazy fucking look on my face, like a demented person, and told him, screamed at him to fuck me harder.
Right.
And so he did.
Yeah, but of course he's fucking you in your ass.
He's fucking me in my ass. And I mean, at this point, he's just like fucking railing into me. And I lose this chunk. Yeah. I don't remember all of it. I do remember it was really fucking hot in the moment.
Yeah.
And then he stops fucking my ass. He gets cleaned up, puts on another condom, and then starts fucking me in my pussy again. Still super rough. And I'm in this mindset now of like, I just need to be satiated. Like, give me everything that I want. I'm not thinking about anything logically. There's no real thoughts coming into my mind other than like, fuck me as hard as you possibly can. Okay? So that's what's happening. And I'm saying it to him and I'm saying all these naughty things and he's just railing me. I'm coming over and over again. He comes and then it's just like, we fucking just collapse.
Yeah, he's obviously spent.
And I was spent. It's almost as if the moment that the pleasure stopped, the moment that the sex stopped, I realized I'm fucking hurting.
You crossed the line.
Yeah.
For sure. So several lines, actually.
Yes.
When you think about it. So let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
You obviously, at this point now, after you just had sex with Clint, have had anal sex 3 days in a row.
Right.
Right. So you're already sore.
Yes.
You've also been slapped hard enough that when I got home, which I don't normally come home in the afternoon. I came home and took a break and you and I went and had to run some errands.
Right.
So I had the opportunity, of course, to see the bed before you got to wash the sheets. It looked like a fucking crime scene. Obviously, you know, you could just tell there had been some hot shit happening.
Yeah.
But your face is already discolored and swollen on the right side.
Yep.
Now, you didn't really feel your neck yet. You were just kind of messing with it like, you got a stiff neck. So obviously you were being choked pretty hard.
Right.
So obviously the level of play got a little more excessive than usual.
Yes.
But because you were so in the moment, you just didn't even really recognize it.
Not only did I not recognize it, I asked for more.
Right.
So, I'm fairly certain after he hit me hard that one time, I asked him to slap me again.
Well, so to put this into perspective, you were kind of like trying to tell me the story. We were on our way to the store and you were like missing pieces of it. So we get to the grocery store. We're going there first. We're there a few minutes and lo and behold, who's in the grocery store? It's Clint.
Right.
So we flag him down. He comes over. We're just kind of laughing. And he's like, so did she tell you what happened? I'm like, yeah, she's trying to. He's like, yep, never saw anything like that before. That was the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
He's like, I didn't even know who this was. I'm like, who is this person?
Yeah. So, you know, he had this like exorcist moment where like, you know, you just take.
My head was about to spin around.
Yeah, yeah. Head is spinning around. Just grabbing a hold of him and just telling him to fuck you really hard. And of course, you know, Clint's a giver. He's not like, you know, he's like, okay, whatever she wants, you know. It wasn't like
totally topping from the bottom there for a second.
Yeah, you weren't trying to stop him. He's like, okay, you know, wanna, you know, give her what she wants. So the moral of this is you are so hot and in the moment and in your own head. And of course, he's not a guy who's gonna be, you know, now we have, well, he and I now have a different take on this. So we have to protect you from you.
Yes.
I do it a lot. He has not done it to this point.
There are multiple times when you and I have been playing and I will ask you to do something and you will either just pretend like you didn't hear it and move on and then we talk about it afterwards, or you'll straight up be like, no, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, because you don't know your own, you don't know your own limits.
Right. Because when I'm in the moment and it's everything sexy and I'm getting all that pleasure and all the hormones are raging through me and everything, I have no pain threshold, apparently. Like, I just want everything in that moment. I want to feel everything. And I have zero logic.
Right. But the thing about you is you are a person of extremes. You're very sensitive otherwise. Like, outside the bedroom, you stub your toe, you cry for 20 minutes.
That's not true.
You have no pain threshold whatsoever. While there's play going on, it's a whole different thing.
Right.
Right? I mean, you could take you can really take some pain. So it's really kind of like where your mind is at that makes the difference. And you were just in that space and it just didn't bother you. You had no effect on you until after.
Right.
Yeah. So he tells me, we run into him. He's telling me what happened. We're kind of laughing about it. And your face is swollen. You could see it. Like, your cheek was like black and blue.
It was bruised for sure.
Yeah. You were bruised. So we kind of, he does his thing, we do our thing. And so the day goes on. I go back to work, I come home, and you're really sore now.
Yes.
Now you're starting to get real sore.
Yes.
Right?
I'm hurting.
Yeah. Your face was sore, your throat now is sore, like you felt like you had a sore throat.
Yes. And yet, we had sex that night.
Well, so I come home, and obviously we're both like just fucking amped up because you've had, you had two play dates. Just had a play date just a few hours ago, and you're telling me how everything about it. And from your perspective, obviously at that time, that in that moment, it was super hot.
Right.
There was no buyer's remorse at all. It was just hot.
Right.
So we end up, of course, having rough sex.
Yes.
And at no point
slapping my ass. No, you didn't slap my face.
No, because I could no. And
but
fortunately,
you were slapping my ass and pulling my hair, and you totally fucked my ass again.
Yes. And but fortunately, again, like we talked about, Clint is left-handed. I am right-handed. So he's hitting the other side of your face typically. So, but I still thought, she's way too sensitive. We're going to leave that alone. Because your cheek was swollen.
Yeah.
No question about it. It looked like you had been slapped in the face.
Well, yeah, because I
Because you're what? So, yeah. But it was still very rough. The hair pulling. Of course, your hair was tied up in a bun.
Right.
Which, when I'm fucking you from behind and your hair is tied up in a bun, I'm literally using it like a handle.
Yeah.
And I am also choking you with the other hand.
Yes. Because
I don't know necessarily about the choking thing yet.
Right.
Right? That really hasn't come into conversation.
So you're choking me hard.
Choking you hard. I'm biting. So now, of course, I see the marks on the back of your neck. So I'm biting you also. So this is just getting rough, more rough by the minute, obviously.
Right, right, right.
And that was it.
And I'm loving every second of it, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'll put this out there as a disclaimer, okay? Both with you and Clint, I asked for all of it.
100%.
Everything that happened, I verbally asked for.
Yeah, so you're an instigator for sure.
It's not as if any of this is like happening and I just don't have the balls to say I don't want it to happen or something. I'm loving every fucking second of it.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, part of this conversation. You are so into it and your mind is so geared toward it that you don't really think about self-preservation in that moment. That's what we're for. So, but I was so hyped up already and you weren't really, you weren't displaying any signs of discomfort, which I read from you, obviously.
Yes.
Except for your face. I didn't mess with that because I could just tell it was sore. So I'm not getting the vibe that there's any other soreness or that you're aching or any of that because in the moment it's super fucking hot.
Right.
Well, of course, after we've had this long session of rough sex, then we're getting ready to go to bed and you're like, oh, I'm not feeling too good. I'm like, I just feel sore. I'm just beat up. The next day. You woke up, you were like, I feel like I got hit by a truck.
I did.
Yeah. Your face is swollen. You can't open your mouth to brush your teeth.
Yeah. I literally went to brush my teeth and opening my mouth as far as I needed to brush and floss at the back hurt to the point that I couldn't do it.
Right. Like you couldn't chew all day.
Yes.
Not to mention your ass was sore.
Yeah. Real sore.
Yeah. I mean, it was literally four sessions of anal sex like within a 3-day period.
Yes.
It was a tough one.
Yeah, Tuesday was a bad day. Tuesday was the day where at work, I was thinking, oh my God, what can I do that is the least mentally taxing
or least invasive.
Physically, the least physically, invasive thing that I can think of to do? I came home, you went to the gym, you asked if I wanted to go with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I fucking can't. I literally cannot go.
Yeah.
Now, it hurt to walk upstairs.
Yeah. So the moral of this, of course, is the learning lesson, right? You found a threshold.
Yes.
We didn't really know where it was.
No, we've never really hit it.
We know now.
Yes.
So, and even you had the conversation with Clint also. It was like, hey, this may have gone a little further than normal.
Actually, what happened is he texted me on Tuesday and said, hey, did you have enough concealer to be able to go to work today?
Yeah.
Because I told him my face was bruised, obviously. Yeah. And I said, yeah, I made it to work. Everything's fine. He's like, oh, it's all fun and games until you have to call out from work because of play.
Right.
I said, yeah, thankfully we didn't get to that point. But since we're on the subject,
yeah,
we may have gone a little too far. And he's for like, sure. Oh, I completely agree. I knew it when I saw your face at the grocery store.
Yeah, completely. You did. So, and again, through no fault of anyone's, it was what you wanted in that moment. You did not have the capacity to turn it down because you just didn't want to.
No. I loved you it know? In the moment. But that's the thing is I have to almost remove myself from the play, at least during certain intervals during that play.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
have to be able to take a step back and go, okay, does this make sense? Am I going to be in pain tomorrow? If I'm going to be in pain tomorrow, how much pain is worth it?
Well, yeah, it's a risk versus reward, right? You got to figure out how much you want to take. So, you know, it's a return on your investment. But you were just so hot. It was all pent up. It just wasn't an issue at the moment. But now we know. Obviously. Right. And both he and I both know. So he's going to be a lot more, well, he's going to be more cautious. He's going to stop you.
Yeah, I think
for
so.
For sure.
Too.
Just like I do.
Because he's going to have to, because apparently I can't stop myself. I'm like a fucking caged animal, wild animal, just like clawing and fuck me and do all these things to me. And...
But it's a lot of things like that with you, because you have that like kind of extreme personality, right?
Yeah.
It's like, as I said, it's what you want versus what you need. You go toward what you want. What you need isn't as important.
I'm a hedonist.
Yeah, well, no, it's just like when you wear your fucking 4-inch heels. We talked about this. There's 2 feet of snow outside. It's icy. We're walking around downtown going from a bar to a restaurant. You're going to bust your ass because you don't walk well in heels when it's not fucking slick. So you know you shouldn't wear them. And I'll tell you on the way out the door, are you sure you want to wear those? Because I don't think you should. No. They look cuter with my outfit. Okay. You know you need to wear flats. You want to wear the heels.
Right.
So you wear the heels. And inevitably, what happens?
I bust my fucking ass.
You bust your ass.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Yeah. So we have to try to protect you from you.
Yeah. I need to be more self-aware, maybe.
A little bit. But at least now you know.
Yeah.
We know where that threshold is for sure. Sexually, we know where that threshold is. Absolutely. You're still going to wear your fucking heels. But we know.
I'm still going to ask Clint to slap me in the face more times than I should, too, probably.
Yeah. And he'll tell you no. And he'll do something else. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's going to be.
It'll work out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and I like that I was able to have that conversation with him. We completely were on the same page with it. We both totally agreed that a line was crossed, not once again, to nobody's blame. Well, probably right. My blame, but.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But, you know, we both were completely in the same mindset on that. And that made me feel really good. I didn't have to have this long, drawn out conversation with him. I didn't feel as if he didn't understand what I was trying to say.
No, he totally got it. I could tell by the look on his face when I ran into him, when we ran into him at the grocery store. He's like, so did she tell you? I'm like, oh yeah, she told me. She got little crazy pants and apparently went a little bit too far. He's like, I've never seen anything like that before. And even when he said that to me, it was obvious he was thinking, yeah, that was a little too much. You know, like we got to back that off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you just don't know you don't know what's good for you.
Apparently kind of not.
Thing, you know.
Yeah. Still super hot, still super fun.
Yeah, it was great.
And definitely a learning lesson. So overall, a very successful play session in my book.
Yeah, it was hot. The lead up to it was hot. Obviously, Saturday night we had really rough sex for a length of time because we knew what was coming.
Yep.
So it was really kind of like, it was just a rough 3 days. You know, Tuesday we took it a little easier.
I don't think we had sex, did we?
No, it was bathtub. Yeah, it was bathtub and wine time.
Yes.
Yeah, you had a glass of wine, bubble bath with a bath bomb and just kind of took it easy.
I needed that self-care.
Yeah,
it was a little rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen, that's, you know, it's a learning lesson. We figured it out. We found a boundary.
Yeah.
Oh, we found a limit.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, we found a limit.
I'm happy.
We didn't know where
that.
It was.
No.
You know, and what a great thing to have experience with someone that you can trust.
Yes, for right? sure. It wasn't some stranger doing it, being a fucking asshole. It wasn't that at all.
No. And the truth is, had you not had this kind of rapport, this relationship with Clint up to that point, you really wouldn't have known where that limit was, because this has just kind of worked its way up to that point.
Right.
Now you know you just got to dial it back a little bit. And of course, he does too. So, yeah, I mean, it just
got to take it from a 10 to like an 8.
Yeah, let's take it back down.
Let's stay at the 8.
Yeah, 8 is good.
Yeah.
8 is doable. You know what I mean? That's sustainable.
Maintainable. Yeah.
You can maintain an 8. When you push the fucking needle to a 10, you can't stay in the red that long.
No.
You know?
You end up with a bruised face and not being able to brush your teeth.
Yeah, there's no longevity at 10.
Yeah.
You know, at 8, you can kind of work through 8 for a length of time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you'll need a break, for sure, but not like you will when you're at 10. You know, you can't play at 10 for that long.
No.
So, anyway, not your 10, anyhow. Clearly.
So, fun, cautionary, sexy story for you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. And like we said, we'll talk about Aiden at a future episode because I played with him the day before this all happened.
Yeah.
Completely different interaction. Also very fun and sexy, but basically the polar opposite. This was a very sensual, sexy kind of feeling out session. I learned a lot about him sexually, and I think he did about me too. And I'm really excited to share some of those insights.
Yeah, they're very different people, both Aiden and Clint. So the play is very different, which is kind of it's nice for us, for how, you know, for your and my dynamic.
It's perfect. I love having kind of the different flavors. We talk about that all the time, but I love those different flavors of sex.
Yeah, it keeps it interesting for sure. But they are very different guys, and the experiences are very different.
Yes.
Certainly.
So stay tuned for that.
Do.
Also, guys, if you or someone you know has been in the lifestyle and decided to leave the lifestyle, we want to hear from these people.
Yeah, not so much that someone was in the lifestyle and, you know, got injured, unfortunately, or maybe had some, you know, something medical. Yeah, nothing like that. What we're looking for, because we get a lot of questions from listeners, can you talk about people who have been in the lifestyle, went and for whatever reason didn't care for it, it didn't work for them, and went back to being monogamous and it worked out for them better that way? Those are the people that we're looking for. We get a lot of questions. So we'd like to pick those folks, their brains. If you're those people, reach out to us. If you know somebody, give them our contact info, have them reach out to us.
Yes, they can email us, or you can email us at mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com. We really look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very interested in that topic.
Absolutely. Hey guys, if you're like, oh, I need to get FPS a Christmas gift, you know what you can get us? A rating on iTunes.
Yeah, you could totally do that.
It's free. Just a couple minutes of your time. And if you leave us a nice one, we would super appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, you can check us out on YouTube. We're actually recording a brand new video today that we're going to be uploading very shortly. So make sure you check out our channel at Front Porch Swingers. You can also find us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. We share a lot of really fun shit there that you're not going to see anywhere else. So make sure you find us on both at FP Swingers.
Yeah.
And what else do we have?
I think that's it. We've got a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of travel plans. We got a whole lot of good stuff coming up. Obviously, plenty of single guy tips of the week, thanks to some of the gentlemen who have reached out to us this week.
No lack
of
content, thanks to these gentlemen. No. So you
take notes.
Maybe we should send them a thank you instead of telling them to fuck off. But anyway, more of that to come. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.